It was last fall that Chad Kinsey checked himself into a hospital.
And it turned out that he had sepsis. He was in the hospital constantly. And they did discover in that process, in treating the sepsis, that he had leukemia.
That's singer-songwriter Jessica Smucker.
It was more than 100 days in the hospital and then was able to go home and started chemo treatments, I think, around the end of January.
Chad's situation has stirred the local music scene because of how important he's been to it. One of the projects Chad was first known for was his work as guitarist for the band Burning Bus back in the 90s. Since then, he's played in numerous groups, played on countless local recordings, and has been a staple of the Central Pennsylvania music scene, dropping in on shows, providing advice to local musicians, and producing local recordings.
He is one of the most hardworking musicians in this area, in Central PA, I would say, and in you know, the universe, really.
That's engineer, producer, and singer-songwriter Bobby Gentillo.
And one of the biggest reasons we're all here is because of his work ethic and how much effort he's put towards this scene to make it a better scene for everybody.
The music we're hearing throughout this are either works Chad has played on or produced. There was no shortage of music to choose from in which Chad had a hand. One of the things people know Chad for is his critiques of music. He wanted local musicians and the local scene to be the best it can be, and he would provide feedback to help make that happen. He also brought experience from having dipped his toes into music scenes around the country and around the world.
Part of a musician's evolution is to challenge yourself in other areas, New York, out of the country, you know. And Chad's done that. So when he comes to you to tell you something, he's telling you what you're doing is not going to stand up over there. Maybe it works here, but here doesn't really matter if it doesn't work there, you know.
Another thing Chad is known for is recognizing people who he thinks should connect with each other. A connector, as Jessica calls him.
When he's music directing a show, he's going to pull people from, you know, Harrisburg and Lancaster, the people that he knows are really good, and they're going to end up in a room together. And sometimes that's how you meet the next guy that's going to be your guitar player in your band.
One of the biggest compliments I've ever gotten was for Chad to say to somebody, Flavin would be good for that.
That's John Flavin, lead singer of the group The Ogham Stones.
Because Chad, you know, he's got the vision, and he says, you know, he can pick the people that he knows needs to be in, you know, doing certain things for people.
With Chad completely unable to work and removed from the local music scene since last September, the struggle of hospital bills and lost income will be massive, to say the least. And the music scene, to which he's given so much, now wants to give back.
We decided to bring it home and do something for somebody who means a lot to all of us.
An upcoming event, Lancaster Calling, is a music festival to benefit Chad.
So it'll be on Sunday, August 20th at Phantom Power in Millersville. So we're going to have two stages. There's going to be an outdoor stage and then the indoor stage, the main stage. Gates will open at noon and the first band will kick off outside at 12:30. We're also going to be doing a pretty sizable raffle. The response from local businesses, artists, you know, individuals to donate has been incredible.
Yeah. The other part of this whole thing is the physical thing is horrible, the pain, but the mental aspect. You're vibrant. The things you've worked so hard for are working, and then everything's gone. You know, we want him to see how many people care about him. And, you know, the efforts he's put in this community, we want there to be some payback for it, you know. And it just means a lot to us.
Chad Kinsey has given a lot to the Central Pennsylvania music community. And what goes around comes around. This time, it's the music community coming around for one of their own. For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.